it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The supervisor, the sexy appetizer, and none other than the brother man they call the Negro Lizer. Jay Denzel don't have nothing on you. When I heard you say, just because you throw a puppy on the stove don't make it a hot dog. I say that boy's gonna win an Oscar. Talk about Academy Award worthy. Speaking of winning, I don't recall my football team winning a game in a long time. Last time we won a game, LeBron James was playing for the Heat, y'all. And Marion Barry was the mayor for real. And mofos didn't even know what Ebola was back then, y'all. It's awful. We're 1-5. I can't even retaliate or reply to Cowboy fans when they talk shiggity. They're 5-1. You know your team is bad when you talk about another team's record. So the Jaguars are 0-6, y'all. I can't even talk bad about Roma. Who knew there would be a time when that would be even possible? Kirk Cousins did that. He was so bad, I heard Coach Groot was trying to sign Donovan McNabb to a one-day contract. Family will screw you over every time, y'all. Especially your so-called play cousins, Sybil. Matter of fact, I'm dressing up as Kirk Cousins on Halloween and handing out football. Anyway, it's Columbus Day, y'all.
Yeah,
the day Columbus Short discovered he wasn't on Scandal anymore. So he celebrated his last episode by hosting a Scandal premiere watch party. Hey, did y'all see RG3, new dude?
Yeah.
Oh, RG3 must have came to D.C. and found a black braider, Sybil. He looked like old Allen Iverson braided and hooked up. He looked like A-I-R-G-3. In other news, a rapper's going to the airport and forgetting they left their gun in their luggage. Rapper Walker Flocker left his Glocker. Can you believe it? First too short, now this Flocker. He was at the airport in the ATL and TSA found his GUN and locked his ASS up. And later they released him. But his wife and co-star on Love & Hip Hop said it was her Glock, Sybil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He grabbed the wrong carry-on. Well, that's a good-ass wife right there, Sybil. A woman who honors her vows to have and to hold, for better and worse, to take that charge if needed for the breadwinner of the household from this day forth. I think his wife is from B-more. That's true shiggity, Sybil. She's from B-more, so she knew what to do. I think I'm going down to Baltimore Harbor today or Lexington Market and find me a little woman for lunchtime, you know what I mean? Atlantic City Comedy Festival is off the hook this weekend. Just ask the people, Tom.
I heard.
And forget what you and Jay talking about.